Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm here doing my 95 BFM Drive radio show, and I am talking to Lisa Crawley, who's my sister. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. It's a Sunday night here. 10 p.m. Daylight saving just happened recently. So
oh, my goodness.
Big changes here.
You just made me paranoid that daylight savings has happened here. I don't think so yet.
I don't think so. I think we're 4 hours apart right now, but yeah.
Oh, but not so far away after all, thanks to Zoom. I have to pretend I don't really know. I don't know everything's been going on. What's been going on, Lisa?
Oh, well, Matthew, I've been pretty busy. I've been getting new music out. Just put out a single on Friday, which is it's always that hard thing of trying to like, yeah, the song's out, but then people can't access it here, so people get confused. But yeah, put out a song on Friday. It's the first single off a new EP that I've been working on for a while. So that's all going to be out within the next 6 weeks or so. Ooh. So yeah, really, really happy to get stuff out. And other than that, I've been playing around town, you know, and I'm actually going to be popping over to Aotearoa in a month, so I'm looking forward to that as well, so we can go get some burger fuel.
Yeah, well, we can do that. I mean, there's some new burger joints in town too I could take you to, but
okay.
So you're coming over to play with Greg Johnson, but also to hopefully play a show of your own if we're lucky. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll be doing just some little bits and pieces. It'll be fun to play with Greg. I actually played with Greg Johnson. The good old Facebook memories came up recently, and there were some shows from 12 years ago. So
you've been playing with him for ages.
Yeah. It'll be the old crew back together with Ben King and Wayne Bell, and it'll be great. And it's also my mum's birthday as well, so it's a big
70th, you can say it. 70th.
Like that. Yeah.
And my mum's too. My mum's birthday as well.
We do have the same mum. It sounded like we had separate mums.
And the same dad. But and the same sister as well. But
same wonderful sister Emma. Yeah.
And the same often ridiculous sense of humour, I guess. But also I'm just going to play Baby It's Fine because I love that song. And what we're doing here is we're building up to playing the brand new single What You Can Do. I've got to tell you, the BFM audience has been loving your tunes of late, I have to say.
And I really appreciate it. It just seems like yesterday that when you were doing a graveyard shift that you didn't want me to call up and embarrass you, so I got the wrong phone number. So,
there you go.
Here we are.
29 years later.
29?
Yeah, like, crazy, eh?
There you go. Yeah, but I really, really enjoyed... We're going to Hey You. That was with my friend Rob Kleiner, and we shot a music video for that at the Dresden, which is somewhere I've been playing for quite a long time over here. It's one of my main residencies. I've been playing.
Yeah. So tell
about
us.
Three of the 5 years I've been here. Two of those were COVID. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Dresden, where's that featured in a movie with Marty and Elaine, right? Was it at the Dresden?
Yeah, that's right. Marty and Elaine, an iconic couple that have been played at the Dresden for 40 years. Sometimes if you think you've had a gig for a long time, you've been playing the same place. There's Marty and Elaine who did 40 years for six days a week. And they, unfortunately, Marty passed away a few years ago. But before I actually moved to LA, I would kind of hang around the Dresden, and if I had the courage, you know, put my name down to sing a song with them. And they were, she was always so lovely, and he was always really grumpy in an endearing way. So when I had the opportunity to start playing there, I played there about twice a month now. I was really excited. Yeah, it's been featured in a lot of different movies and TV shows. The most iconic was Swingers with the Vince Vaughn movie. Yeah, so that's been fun, and been playing kind of a mixture of things. There's a lot of a great songwriter events, and I've been playing in various house bands as a keyboard player, and a couple of like bizarre parties that you sort of, you know, go, oh, I'm here.
Do you have to sign NDAs for these things?
No, only one. And that was for someone that started like a tool company or something. So, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You've found yourself in some unusual situations. I mean, you played the HBO Emmy after party, right?
Oh, yes. One little thing I've done over the last 7 or 8 years is piano karaoke. So I play piano on the backing track and people sing along, pick a song. And I started doing that at a dive bar in Melbourne to about 3 people. I spent 5 years in Australia before moving to LA. And yeah, it seems to be something that people really enjoy. So it was the after party for the Emmy Awards there, which was cool. So it's been fun, some different things. And the way that I met my producer for the most recent EP was through an event that him and another bandmate, he's in Tenacious D, they started singing along, and that's how I've really got to link the sort of more work side of what I do, like the piano, the piano thing has really crossed over to being able to work with my original stuff as well, which has been really awesome.
That's so cool. That's so cool. So John Spiker from Tenacious D, he's a bass player?
He's a bass player. He was also the tour manager as well. And he plays for John Carpenter, and he's played for Beck. And it was really, really awesome working with him. Most of my music I've done in LA has been with Rob Kleiner, who's going to be always one of my favorites to work with. But just when I met John Spiker after he started singing Don't Stop Me Now with Jack Black, started coming up, went from cocktail piano to a Queen sing-along with 10 people in the room. He was like, oh, who are you? And what are you doing? We should do something. And it took a year or so for it to actually happen. But that's not too bad in LA, because everyone always says we should do something. And it often just kind of, it's, oh, yeah, man, we got to do something. And so we actually, did this EP. And it was really lovely working in his studio as well and bringing in some really awesome musicians as well. This guy, Mark Stepro, who plays with the Wallflowers and a few other bands, and just a delight to work with. And so that's been really cool. And speaking of Baby It's Fine Now, our cousin Merck is here as well doing music. So it's been really nice to have some family here as well.
Yeah, that's so nice. I don't know if we're allowed to say what he's doing over there, but he's done some cool stuff. So nice. And so the video, for the new single, has got some crazy locations in it. You're playing grand piano in the desert. You're in this dome. Tell us about this video. What's going on?
Yes. I just decided, I'm not the first person to think of doing a video in the desert. I'm very aware of that, but I just wanted to do something that was different for me anyway. And I found this location that had a 100-year-old piano. You don't want to hear what it actually sounded like, but it's seen things and heard things, but it's that was really cool. And it was like a little cabin, and then it had a dome as well, just a casual dome just hanging out. So my bucket list was to do a music video with a dome and a piano and a hot tub. So
tub as well.
All this beautiful stars and Joshua Tree aligned, and I love it out there. And had done a couple of trips out there and played once at Pappy and Harriet's, which is a really fun venue out there that a lot of cool bands play at. It was freezing though. I did get a really bad, like kind of bronchitis afterwards. suffer for the art.
It's not the first or the last time you will have suffered for your art, I'm sure.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, I really, really love the video and how it turned out. I met the director, William, at just a venue I was playing at called Vitello's, and yeah, just got chatting, and turns out that, yeah, he was keen to collaborate in some music videos, so did the one for Hey You, and then we did this one, and we've just started, just filmed another one as well for the next single, which I'm really excited about. It's kind of more of a documentary style video that's definitely more like kind of a dark comedy
like
vibe.
Like a mockumentary, like The Office?
Yeah, yeah, nice. Like The Office, you know. Don't mind that show. And like, what's the you actually had your own documentary, you started your own one, is that correct?
Yeah, but look, this is about you, Lisa.
That's fine. I'm just you know. so that's really fun, and that'll be coming out on April 11th. So yeah, got a couple of singles coming out then, and then we'll have a feature single, which is called Call It a Night, and that will be coming out, yeah, with the rest of the EP, which is, yeah, sweet. Really, so really happy with it. So
what's the EP release date? Do we know?
It's the 25th of April.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. You'll be
Anzac
here.
Anzac Day.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. And I guess we should play the song.
That'd be great.
I'll play it. Turn your radios up nice and loud wherever you are. And is there anything else you'd like people to do, Lisa? Like send you jars of Marmite over there or anything?
Oh, please send me some Marmite. I just got a big jar. It's going to tide me over for about a week.
Yeah.
A week or two, and then Marmite, some Ripples, salt and vinegars.
I am a little disappointed
in the ratio of salt and vinegar chips compared to, like, there's just not that many of them around here. It's not as common.
What do people eat over there if they're not eating salt and vinegar
everything.
Chips? Pickles.
Yeah, every kind of pickled chips. Yeah, I'm not into those so much, but yeah, lots of great. I've been vegetarian for 30 years, so it's really, really great place for that, in LA. And yeah, I found a really nice community here. It definitely took a while. Like, I could probably name every kind of weird situation that happened. But yeah, just really finding, I moved here a month before COVID, so I didn't really have a plan. But yeah, found my way, navigated to make a life working here as a musician, and really, really, really great communities that I'm part of. One's at Hotel Cafe. There's a night called Open Folk, which is every Tuesday night. There's, just great things. And I think I'll be doing my EP launch at a venue called Gold Diggers in around June. So, and I'll be doing some touring around America with the show in Nashville and New York. That's the plan. And then some shows in Canada in June.
So, nice. Yeah. Oh, well, listen, that sounds so cool.
And
look, we're very proud of you over here, Lisa.
And I just watched The White Lotus about half an hour ago, so if anyone wants to know.
Oh, no spoilers, please.
No spoilers, I promise.
All right, okay.
We're good.
All right.
Well, great to chat to you.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. And here is the single. Listen to the single now and then watch the video after this. Check out the dome.
And I'll post any gigs that I do. There's some I've been talking about doing in Auckland. Especially, I'll be performing a song or two with Greg as well, my own. So check the Greg Johnson dates and on my Instagram, which is Lisa Crawley Music, or any other shows.
Fantastic, Lisa Crawley.
Okay,
Lisa Crawley, one of the only people in the world audacious enough to be able to get her Instagram account unhacked and back.
Oh, yeah, don't go to hacked.com though, because they'll take your money. They won't help you.
Yeah. So if you want to figure out how to get unhacked, Lisa Crawley will charge you $1,000 to tell you some of the information.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. All right, here's what you can do. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
I miss the boat. I miss the train. I'm standing alone again, trying to be a friend to myself, 'cause I get ahead. Thoughts run at the speed of light. I give myself a fright. Wish I could say goodnight. When you're far away, the clouds come out to play, and I lose myself. It's raining down. You can only do so much, baby. You got your work cut out for you. And take a breath, in fact, go and take two. You are more than what you can. Baby, you got your work cut out for you.